Happy Friday, everybody. I'm Robin Hilton from NPR Music, and All Songs Considered, we're looking at all the essential new albums out on March 2nd. And there are a lot of them, so we're going to run probably a little longer than usual on this edition of New Music Friday. But I can't think of a better way to start than with this one from Andrew W.K. The album is called You're Not Alone, and this song is Music Is Worth Living For. And for this one, we go to NPR Music senior Andrew W.K. correspondent, Stephen Thompson.
I have loved this guy's music for, I did the math the other day, I think it's 18 years.
Wow.
Since he put out his very first EP. His drive is absolutely incredible. His energy level, I've never seen anything like it. I've seen him play a show where he's jumping around and screaming and sweating and sweating and sweating, and then the show's over and he stands outside his tour bus and greets fans for, I am not exaggerating, 9 hours.
9 hours?
He is so full of joy and love and heart, and there's a great deal of substance behind what can seem like a shtick to people.
Yeah.
And I think his level of sincerity is hard for some people to buy. And I think it's such a silly thing to say, but like in times of crisis and conflict and turmoil, so having somebody who goes through their life with absolute conviction and sincerity is really something that we should embrace.
Right record, right time.
Yes.
Well, as I said, we have a lot of albums that we're going to run through today, and we're going to jump around a bit, as always. So from Andrew W.K., let's go to something completely different, but no less resting. Cheyenne Kuti and the album Black Times.
Hey, I
be the pain of the revolutionary.
Hey,
I be the memory of a fallen warrior.
Hey,
I be the walking, talking struggle of my people.
Hey,
oh yes, I be Kwame Nkrumah. I be Jacob Barra. Thomas Sankara. I be Patrice Lumumba. I be Abdel Nasser.
And for this one, let's go to NPR Music's Anastasia Tsiolkas in New York. How you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Robin.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
Great. So Cheyenne is the son of legendary Afrobeat artist Fela Kuti. Tell us about him and this new record, Black Times.
Yeah, he's actually the youngest son, and that's worth noting because he has a much older brother, Femi Kuti, who's also been on the scene for a long time.
And also just put a record out last week called One People, One World.
Yeah, it seems to be record-giving season in the Kuti family. And for my money, Cheyenne Kuti is the artist to follow in that family in this generation. He makes music that's just as political as his dad's music, and I think you can really hear that across this album, Black Times, and, you know, in this opening track, Last Revolutionary.
And he recorded this record, Black Times, with Egypt 80, which was his father's band, right?
Yeah, so Cheyenne Kuti was only 14 years old when his dad died, but he inherited the band, and you sort of hear those incredible sort of 1-2 of the percussion here, but you also hear this incredibly deep groove, and he carries that even in a project like this, which, like his last album, was co-produced by Robert Glasper. So it's really informed by contemporary artists while keeping that really old groove alive.
Cheyenne Kuti, the record is Black Times, out now. All right, next up, the band Camp Cope and the record How to Socialize and Make Friends.
If I was hungry, then you were starving, and he was sore sick, but you were dying. Thank you.
Knowing how many cool people love this record, I'm reluctant to admit that Camp Cope is a new discovery for me. But to talk about it, we've got Marissa LaRusso here from NPR Music. Welcome.
Hi.
And this is a band that you've liked for quite a while.
I liked them for a couple years, and I first heard about them because a friend said that they sound like Hopalong, who I love, and so I was immediately like, okay, well, I'm in. It's a pretty feminist record. These women are coming from a very clear point of view, or they're kind of fed up with taking crap from men inside the music industry and everywhere else, and they're not afraid to tell you about it.
Yeah, trio of women, three women from Melbourne.
Right.
Yeah, in Australia. I like where this music falls. It has kind of a slacker rock vibe to it, but the lyrics and the message in the songs, they're very passionate.
Totally.
And very engaged. You know, it's not about dropping out, even though it has that sort of slacker vibe, you might call it.
It's got a slacker rock vibe with an Ivy League education.
Exactly. This has been a great discovery for me, and really happy to have this one on. Out now, Camp Cope, How to Socialize and Make Friends. Okay, from Camp Cope, let's go to the artist Tracy Thorne and her new album, Record.
I was born a girl, only just survived. Lucky little girl, lucky to be alive. First breath, all wrong. Death so long. I grew up a girl, then I went astray. Didn't understand the rules I had to play. Too tall, all wrong. Deep voice, headstrong.
Tracy Thorne, the album is Record. It could be pronounced Record, but I'm assured it's Record. And for this, we go back to Stephen Thompson. Very 80s flavored pop record, lots of pulsing synths.
Yeah, in a way, it's a little bit of a return to the sound for which Tracy Thorne is best known. She was the singer in Everything But the Girl, which had a huge, huge hit in the 90s called Missing. And Tracy Thorne's made a lot of these very somber, quiet records. She had a holiday record that is one of the sadder holiday records I've heard, and I collect sad holiday records.
Well, the holidays are very sad for a lot of people. It
can be a gloomy time. And so it's nice to hear her kind of coming back to her wheelhouse, which is these very beautiful synth pop songs that feel kind of timeless in a way. Yes, there's an 80s quality to them. I just love hearing her voice come back.
Reminds me a bit of Annie Lennox at times. Tracy Thorne, the album is called Record, one of the many albums out today for March 2nd. Okay, up next, a record called Le Cove from the singer Gweno. Gweno, the record is called Le Cove, and for this one, we go now to NPR Music's Lars Gotrich. Tell us about Gweno.
Gweno, this is her second solo album, and she has been exploring the lost languages of her homeland. On the last record, she sang in Welsh.
She's from Wales, yeah.
And for this record, she sings exclusively in Cornish. And it was spoken in Britain before the Anglo-Saxons kind of dominated Britain and they brought English to the country. And then centuries later, it was kind of revived by scholars and academics who wanted to study the poetry of the Cornish language. And one of those was a man named Timothy Saunders, who was Gwenno Saunders' dad.
Which is one of the reasons why then that she speaks it fluently.
Right.
Because I also have read that there are only a few hundred people on the entire planet who can speak this language, and she's one of them.
It's a very cool record. It has a Stereolab space-age chic and a little bit of Serge Gainsbourg. I'm in love with it.
Gwenno, the record is called Lakav. Lars, let's go to another one that is, I want to call it, a bit strange, and I know you like the strange.
I do.
This is a record from the band Soons. It's called Felt. Again, the band is Soons. The record is called Felt. I don't know if it's felt, like you felt something, or
the material. Sure. Yeah.
But they've been making just this gloriously weird, disjointed, sometimes even terrifying music for about a decade now. This band started working with John Congleton, one of our favorite producers, with John Congleton on their last record, which is 2016's Hold Still, and he is back again for this one. He's a huge fan of their music, but they just make this wonderfully forward-thinking music that's always a little uneasy and unsettling and twitchy. And
I think it's like uneasy is a good word for this band.
Yeah, it's almost like the sound of paranoia. Soons, the record out now is called Felt. We're going to completely switch gears again now and go to one of the biggest releases for March 2nd, an album from The Breeders. It's called All Nerve.
Madrid. In my nose. Black.
Stephen Thompson, back to you for The Breeders.
Well, you referred to me as the senior Andrew WK correspondent before. There's also a certain amount of senior 90s alt-rock correspondent.
Yeah, this is a big one for our generation, for sure, but I think it sounds so fresh that anybody could enjoy discovering this if they didn't already know The Breeders.
I mean, it's a headline I really hadn't expected to see. Kim Deal, the lead singer of The Breeders, reconvened the lineup that put out The Breeders' classic 1993 album, Last Splash. And you know, there are bands where that's not necessarily a big deal. Oh, they got their bassist back, whatever. But the Breeders were this very mercurial force in music in the 90s. And there was, and Kim Deal was in the band with her sister Kelly, and they had a very kind of conflict-ridden relationship where one or the other was kind of constantly dropping out of the band. And so the Breeders have put out records in the last 25 years, but always with kind of different configurations and never being able to get the exact alchemy that made that classic record. And so this new album is called All Nerve. It's really nice to hear this band come back and actually reclaim some of that magic. It's easy to put a band like this back together and have it kind of fall flat, but I don't think this record does. There's still a lot of spark and verve to it.
Yeah, still feels vital.
Yeah. Heart.
The album The Breeders is called All Nerve, out today. Next up, a band that some could say maybe took some inspiration from The Breeders. The band is Soccer Mommy, and the record is called Clean. I could listen to the fuzz in this guitar all day long. And to talk about Soccer Mommy, we go back to Marissa. This is a Nashville artist, Sophie Allison. Tell us about her.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you brought up the fuzz, because I think she's a great guitarist and not enough people talk about it, but she plays a mean guitar. And I first heard Soccer Mommy on Bandcamp, where she was just posting her music on her own that she had recorded in her bedroom, and I was totally blown away. And this is her first full studio album. She put out a record last year that was kind of reworked demos and a couple new songs, but this is the first record of all new music, and I'm totally in love with it.
One of the things we talked about at the end of last year in 2017 was what a remarkable year it was for women, making young women, particularly making guitar rock.
Yeah.
And it's just feels like this trend is continuing this year.
Totally, and I think Soccer Mommy's a big part of it.
So from Soccer Mommy, let's switch gears now and go to an artist named Sam Moss and his record, Neon.
Called to wake you, that's what I wanted. Well, how you doing? Hey, I'm alright. Just been having dreams, they're mostly haunted. I'm losing count of when last we spoke. Finally quit numbering the day.
Sam Moss, the album is called Neon, and the song we're hearing is called Flowers. And to talk about this, when we go back to Lars Gotrich, Lars, one of the things that I love most about you is the range of music you listen to. You've got this skull-splitting metal on one end of the spectrum, mm-hmm. and then you really love this sort of delicate finger-picked guitar music.
Oh, absolutely. And that's where Sam Moss got his start. He first started releasing music that was kind of in the Tacoma Records school of finger picking solo guitar. And over the last four releases, he has started to sing. And this record in particular, Neon, he's really found how to do kind of like almost the James Taylor-ish smooth and soft, but still very tenuous voice to what he's doing. Because his guitar playing is so intricate and busy, but he exudes this calm over everything he plays.
I love it. Sam Moss, the record's Neon. Lars, you keep being you, all right?
Okay. Story that goes no place. Let the details slide,
let the memories drift. All right, just a couple more records before we wrap this edition of New Music Friday up. Starting off with the artist Haley Hendricks and her record, I Need to Start a Garden.
Opportunity to hit you right, so put me in a line, add another line. Soon you'll have a box and you can put me inside. And put me in a box, boy, put me in a box. Put me in a box and call me anything you want, boy. Put me in a line, put me in a line. Put me in the morning, put my feelings into life. Put me in a box, boy, put me in a box. Put me in a box and call me anything.
Let's go back to Stephen one last time before we say goodbye. Stephen, you're a huge Haley Hendricks fan.
Well, she's a singer-songwriter from Portland, and you know, it's amazing. Like, there are so many singer-songwriters, and she really manages to make music that feels uniquely hers. This is her debut album. She already feels very fully formed as an artist. She performs with this incredible nerve and an unpredictability where you don't necessarily know from how a song starts, where it's going to begin, and where it travels along the way. I should note, because it's the law, that Haley Hendricks is part of the Austin 100, which is this South by Southwest preview package that I put together every year. You can stream and or download 100 songs from 100 artists playing the festival. You can download it as one big 6-hour zip bundle, 892 megabytes, bloop, right on your computer, 100 songs.
Imagine.
I know, right? hers is one of those songs. She's a tremendous discovery. Haley Hendricks, she's so good.
Thanks, Stephen.
Thank you, Robin.
Haley Hendricks, the record is called I Need to Start a Garden. All right, just one more record to talk about before we go, and it's maybe saving the best for last. The record is called Historian, and it's from Lucy Dacus.
You threw your books into the river, told your mom that you're a non-believer. She said she wasn't surprised, but that doesn't make it okay. You say nobody loves a city, nobody loves what can't love them back. One-way ticket in your pocket, what happened to the charm of a small town? If you find what you're looking for, be sure to send a postcard. You promised you'd never forget the little ones when you got big.
Lucy Dacus, the record is Historian, and Marissa, back to you for this one. I think it's safe to say, even we're only a few months into the year, that this will be on a lot of best of lists by the end of the year.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's so beautiful. Her voice is just so, like, it feels honest and conversational, but it's so beautiful and pure.
Yeah, and I'm really surprised by the scope and the vision and the range of this record. I would not have guessed, based on her debut record, which I liked a lot, No
Me
Burden.
Too, yeah.
It's just such a leap from that record, conceptually.
I think it covers so much emotional ground, and I love the title of the album is Historian, and I've read a couple interviews where she talks about feeling like her job as a songwriter is to be a historian and to take stories and capture them and put them into a form that she can share them with people, and I feel like she really accomplished that all over this record.
Thanks a lot for this, Marissa.
Thank you.
And thanks to everyone else who was on the program today. A reminder that for a complete playlist of all the records that we talked about, check out the podcast description for this episode. You can also listen to full versions of songs from these records and a whole lot of other great releases in our new Music Friday playlist from NPR Music. Go to npr.org/Spotify. You can also open the Spotify app and search for NPR Music. And for NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Robin Hilton.